And that was Duel of the Fates from The Phantom Menace. Only good thing about that movie. Literally the only good thing.
Is that the one with Liam Neeson?
That is the one with Liam Neeson.
Horrible
movie.
You're going to get like really mad at me for this, but I'm pretty sure it's like that was the first Star Wars movie I saw.
That's fair because it came out when we were young. I mean, before we were born a little bit, but it was, you know, it was number one, and it was, I remember like knowing the prequels before I knew the original trilogy.
Yeah, I certainly did. Oh, should I save it for next week for our Back to the Past at 1 1/4 past?
Blast from the Past.
Blast, I'm sorry, I'm just going to ruin it right now. My mom didn't let me watch the third Star Wars. When it came out?
I saw it in theaters. It was amazing.
Yeah, I wasn't allowed to see it because for some reason there was like either too much violence or something, and I wasn't allowed to see it.
I've never seen it
because she didn't let me see it then.
You should watch it.
I know.
And I've never seen Bambi for the same reason.
I've never seen Bambi either. All right, Tom's and I are going to go watch Bambi, and here's William Tell Overture. Ladies and gentlemen, thank you so much for listening. It is 1:58. We've had a great hour with you. Please come back next week at 1 p.m. Also, please follow us on Facebook, WMFO, anything and everything WMFO, and email us.
If you'd like to listen to some old shows, go to WMFO.org and click on anything and everything.
Have you noticed how we talk really fast when we're talking this song?
Yes.
How are you doing, Thomas?
I'm doing great. It's going to be a great week, and we will see you next week.
Thank you.
I find one iron gun, take her home and quickly do this. Yeah. I need not explain this. Nah. with more paper. Still it was funny cause she paid no mind as jerks lurk constantly. And my insecurity turned into maturing. As the years pass, I find it hard to be monogamous. So do other brothers, so the scene still synonymous. Catch crazy glares when I'm with female company. Something I'm a softie and they step to her in front of me. So in public places I am often found in my trunk, reaching for bets and smack goes the spark. Because I have the right to rip, and in spite of a few protests, progress and I might smite you. Once you're caught, your fronts, they got no future. Bloods blur my sight, get left and right suit you. I know this and also notice advances. I peek them papers, lick me slip to my dip with numerals. And you're soon neuros thinking I'm jelly, cause numbers left in the gutter lead to lonely tellies. So we see who speak we and we see who's seen. The difference is Vaseline, you're slipping while I'm skin dipping. Grips and grips of chumps my way. Slow from bat bumps on bumps cause I flay. So why play cause Sajay has to flip. I found mine so find your own companionship.
Every time I see you in the world you always step to my girl.
When I'm chilling with my dip, just because she's flyer, you try to play me like Milton Bradley. I'm mad G, just because you gotta settle for Maggie or Agnes, maybe Matilda the witch, yo. I'ma have to beat you if you call her a bitch, yo. Keep your mind off what's mine for the keeping, or I'll put a bomb in your house while you're sleeping. Keep your distance, Hyro is watching you. Step by step, I never slept. I got to do lots, cause you brothers never respect who you should be. Try to be my friend and it might do you good. Get down with the program. Hey yo man, yo, don't even look at my girl on the slow jam. Of course not, you'll never get that close to her soft skin. Rest in a coffin. If you ever disrespect, I'll twist your neck. If I got a bet, I might get pissed and flex. Cause your tramp ain't got a stamp of approval, but I get mine with this rhyme. Your crew will have to learn the hard way. I'll have to slam you like hammer, so I bet you all pray. Even though his song is whack, mine's not. Your girl will never get the props that mine got.
Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl.
I'm the brother stepping with the flyer female companion. Others be scheming and scamming, dreaming, planning, plotting, trying to make moves when I'm not in the vicinity. I'll feel that ass with splinters, see, pull a wood bat with that, change your disposition, wishing you was in my position, kissing and hugging on a goddess, but I stay humble and modest. Brothers wanna rumble, but they stumble and fumble, cause they get fumbled by the mischievous. You might catch a whiff of this sneaker, seek the company of my sweet senorita. Swing a bat like the natural, break your clavicle, fracture femurs, at the scream I'm overcome with laughter. I'm the champion, my man slaps me tin cause she's twice as nice. Twice a jealousy cause fellacy they don't suffice. Opio Lindsay spins these spinal cords up the hordes of the Huckleberry Finns. My knuckles are buried in chins cause it offends when you're stepping. Adrenaline is pumping, I thump chumps with my weapon. Moments of tranquility abruptly after cease. Walking hand in hand, but when feels he has to speak his peace. Should I pull a piece and at least a couple of bullets? Would it persuade a brother to turn his head and foot it in the opposite direction? Throw sense in his shit. Recognize that I see him.
Every time I see you in the world, you always step to my girl. Every time she sees you, she could just take off and you could just let off steam by screaming.
Okie doke. Welcome, welcome. We are studio live here at WMFO. My name is DJ Crunchy Beef Taco.
And this is DJ Happy Tear Wipe.
DJ Happy Tear Wipe, your mic is always giving us trouble. Can we have a little check? Oh, wait, hold up. Let's try that one more time.
Check, check, check.
There you go.
Here. Anything from my headphones, but maybe my mic is working now.
We do have a studio update. Not necessarily the most positive update from my perspective, but we do have a brand new security camera installed up in the building. Looking right at it right now. What up?
Yeah, I think they knew. I think that might have been for us. They're like, they tamping with the... the tech equipment. No, I'm kidding.
We try to get everything rowdy times in the studio. Hopefully our listeners know that we're here, we care about you, but we also care about the space we're in. So we are not trying to break up any situation, but I am trying to break up the situation of this surveillance. I don't like it. I can't focus looking at somebody looking at me. What you looking at? I'm just DJing over here. Anyway, we are happy to be in the studio. Are you happy to be in the studio today? How you doing?
Yeah, I'm definitely happy to be out of the rain and into like a more warm, cozy environment here. I think it was last time we were talking about just the nostalgia of a studio and like having past performers. I mean, there's been performances in this studio.
Oh, there was a live performance this afternoon, actually. One of the previous shows. I think it's Chris, who's on from 12 to 1, was hosting a live musician, and she did a bang-up rendition of Dancing Queen. So it's probably up on our website. You can go and check it out. And yeah, some artists coming to Boston this week. We have Dr. Dog, which was only revealed to my eyes a few days ago after I had already purchased tickets for the Tom Misch show, which is happening on May 2nd on the same day, just up the street. So while I am chilling, listening to those post-electronic vibes of Tom Misch, the amazing likes of Dr. Dog, their Band of Fools, will be jamming out at Royale. So,
yeah, and yeah, I think we have Frankie Cosmos coming up in early May, and then it's sold out, unfortunately, already, but there's also Unknown Mortal Orchestra. That's Monday.
I wish I could go.
You can, oh, are you?
I'll be here, but down. I just, you know, I have so many
finals, got us
finals and stress. Yeah.
Yeah. One thing they don't mention, you know, even though we're graduating, you do have to pass finals, pass your tests. So it's not a free for all. So.
No, I would say it's quite the contrary. Yeah, that dream life. Let me know if you find the dream life. So
I haven't, but actually, here you get little micro dream lives. Like right now, this is great. Great being here with you guys. So breaking up my finals week madness just a little bit.
Yeah, it's like we're floating on an island of joy. right?
Yeah. I guess floating on top of the pile of polluted trash.
Yeah, exactly. It depends. Below. I mean, the harbor is full of pollutants, but
I'm trying to make this more analogy.
Well, luckily, we don't have to complete the analogy because we have a band that can complete it for us. Private Island. This is their new one, Dissolve.
Take me back now. daydreamer. I shine my shoes. Oh, am I getting through? Try to find the seed of dawn, but I can hardly wait that long. No way, no way. Now watch out, if there's no light, how can I get your
Doke. That was, wow. Whew, we are struggling today. I'm a little sleepy here. It's a bum rainy day. Rainy day in Medford. Wonder how it's doing in Somerville. Where's the radio station in Somerville? That's my question. Or is this I think this might be the regional radio station, which means we very well may have some people listening to us out there in the world. So hello to everybody on your behalf. Maybe we will wake up. We heard from Sure. It's a little electronic duo from LA. Recently released that one. It's called Fat Lady. The Fat Lady. I didn't hear that much about a fat lady in the song, but maybe they were just paying an homage. And then we also heard from, we heard Private Island Dissolve. Cool band. Still waiting on them to put out an album officially. They released an album called, collection called A Good Look in 2014. And they are also a West Coast vibe. And they're going to be playing a show, I think in September is their next show in Santa Barbara. So, entirely useful for us here on the other coast, sadly. But I guess that's just the way it goes. Maybe DJ Happy Tear Ride will be in Santa Barbara in September.
Possibly. Looking to switch locations, but yeah, or around there.
Yeah.
Exciting stuff.
Yep. Yeah, it's an exciting time of life, very full. We are in the final year of our studies here at Tufts University, And it's been quite the trip. My brain has matured. Hopefully the same goes for DJ Happy Tear Wipe. And in other ways, it has remained immature. For better and for worse. But good to keep exploring those new connections.
For sure. Some new connections in the brain always being made.
I don't know about that. Sometimes I feel like new ones... Yeah, I guess new ones are being made every time you see things, right? Like, every time you look at something, does that generate new connections? Or is it just that it fires like an activation? If it's something you've never seen before or you've never looked at in a particular way, would it generate new connections just by nature of looking at it, or would it depend on... Because wouldn't it link with like your affective state and like the whole...
I think it'd be a new pattern of connections. I don't think you... I mean, I think that you'd be reactivating a lot of the same connections, but in new ways. I think that maybe answers your question. Although we don't really know that much on that level of neuroscience, which is interesting. But I think that it'd just be like, oh, this is connecting to this, but a lot of the previous connected nodes.
So that's why when you see somebody's face, you're not necessarily surprised that they have a face. You're not like, wow, oh my God. And you're not so overwhelmed by all the newness and...
Yeah, it's something as simple as that, though, we really don't quite know why. Like, I think that there's, like, predictive coding, predictive perception, where they think, like, we use a Bayesian model to, like, top-down process information, where, like, from, top parts of our brain, like, more complex or higher-order functioning, like, sends messages and is like, this is what you should expect to see in your scene. And then when the information comes in, it, like, basically just matches the information from higher order to, like, what you're actually bringing in. And it's like, oh, yep, that's a face. And then it keeps... And it's like, okay, you pass. And then if it contradicts what you predict, then it kind of updates the model, your, like, model of the world, so that next time it'll, like, be better. Bayesian. That's the Bayesian model. But yeah, it's cool because we don't really quite know exactly how it works, that we expect why we expect people to have faces, or like the exact like neural model of that. But there's lots of theories.
Well, I guess we expect people to have faces because we grew out of a lineage of many people who have also had faces.
Oh, yeah, and then there's like historical science. Yeah, and then you're just like, oh, there's a history of... Yeah,
that's what's crazy, is that those patterns of recognition have also been passed down through genetics, and you've inherited a lot of the recognition patterns. Because think about, if you had to forge all brand new, like if you know, as you're a fetus and your brain is growing and you're creating neural pathways that will eventually be the ones that you use to identify faces, if you had to start all over from scratch, you would just be, you know, pretty much a unicellular organism, unless you're a highly motivated fetus.
Wow, I don't quite know what that means. Unless you're a highly motivated fetus.
I'm just thinking, like, thank God for genetic heritage, because even though you have to do the work of creating any new habits, new connections, even new expectations about your environment that then match your perceptions, at least you don't have to start from scratch. You already have the framework. Like, you're not waking up in a world that is totally foreign to you. Mm. As a human being. That you. Not like the universal consciousness you, but...
Whoa. Wait, you're saying you think that when we're initially born, we're like genetically given a model of the world in some form?
Certainly. Yeah. Oh yeah. You're given all sorts of behaviors and responses. I mean, you're not given the behaviors themselves, right? But you're given the mammalian desire to mate. Like, even from a young age, those hormones are being regulated and released according to some kind of time scale.
Right, but I don't think you have, like, a model. You're given the tools, I think, genetically to, learn about the world, but I don't think you have... I mean, you have, like, the theory that you have a universal language. You're, like, given, like, the... I think it's more about having the skills to, like, learn and then take up information and create a model about the world, but actually you don't think you know that much about what you're gonna get thrown into when you're in the fetus. You're like, what is out there? Right now I'm in a little orb.
Unless you're highly motivated.
Unless you're highly motivated, though, then, you know, select individuals, they're kind of like, I already know what I'm gonna do. I wanna be like computer scientist.
I wanna go to Tufts.
I'm going to go and start coding in middle school.
Be the president of Tufts Climate Action. In addition to my coding interest. And I have a...
I'm going to make fun of Tony Monaco and...
I'm going to cite memes such as, yikes, Bose.
And call out the administration.
Yeah, exactly. Even though I blame a vague bureaucracy that I know almost nothing about the inner workings of. Or the fact that there is actually no real, you know, there's no bureaucratic organ that you can just look at and be like, there's Tufts and that's what I'm angry about. Which is usually the way that... This particular fetus is thinking about the situation. So if only our fetuses could have more nuanced understandings of the way the world works.
But we grow into them. It's fine. All right.
Yes, we grow into our patterns of institutional, I don't know, critique. Hopefully. In the end, hopefully, we are all willing to criticize. So, what do we have next? What would you like to hear? I feel like I should do a live studio performance at some point. Would the listeners be into that? What about our regulars? Yeah. Can we get a hell yeah from the regulars?
Hell yeah.
I said hell yeah.
Hey, why not right now? DJ Beef Taco?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, DJ Beef Taco.
Let's pull up a few more. Let's pull up some more hits here.
We got a piano in the studio.
Oh yes. Okay. Let's see if anybody recognizes this one. This is an oldie, but also now a newie. I'm gonna give you that as a hint, and I'm gonna go ahead and fade on out here. WMFO.
Well, friends, I told you was going to expect it. Here it is. We want Hank to sing for us today the song that's been such a great favorite all over the country. It's been right at the top of the folk music hit parade, the one and only Love Sick Blues. How about singing it for us today, Hank?
Here we go.
I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I looked to her when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over. I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. And I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal. That's what's the matter with me. Well, I'm in love with a beautiful gal, but she don't care about me. Lord, I tried and I tried to keep her satisfied, but she just wouldn't stay. So now that she is leaving, this is all I can say. I got a feeling called the blues, oh Lord, since my baby said goodbye. Lord, I don't know what I'll do. All I do is set and sigh. Oh, Lord, that last long day she said goodbye. Well, Lord, I thought I would cry. She'll do me, she'll do you. She's got that kind of loving. Lord, I looked to her when she called me sweet. Daddy, such a beautiful dream. I hate to think it all over.
I've lost my heart, it seems. I've grown so used to you somehow. Lord, I'm nobody's sugar daddy now, and I'm lonesome. I got the lovesick blues.
I've grown so used to you somehow. I'm nobody's sugar daddy now. You. So yeah, that was Mr. Hank Williams, the darling of our favorite YouTube meme. Yeah.
Yodeling Kid. Yeah, Yodeling Kid has, you know, sparked quite some musical endeavors. I've seen, heard a lot of, has anyone heard any of those remixes out there? Like, I swear they're popping up at parties. Like, no? It's pretty funny. But that's the original. That's what Yodeling Kid was.
This is the meme that meme was based off of.
Yeah.
This is the origin point of memeology.
Yeah, so if you came in halfway through, recommend just give that a full listen. Or, you know, maybe you heard it. But it's pretty good. And, yeah, definitely want to check out more by that artist.
It's funny to think of Hank Williams as an artist, in the sense that I would describe a band like Sure Sure or Fox or Polisa as artists. You know, they get very, there's this almost like postmodern artistry of like, I'm very conscious that I'm an artist and I'm artfully moving very distinctly and I'm putting myself out on social media in this particular way and advertising and creating this whole experience for my fan. You know, it's very commercialized, yeah. And sort
you
of
have like your brand, you have even like a persona that you give off at concerts. Like, I don't know, I saw this band for the first time, and the main artist, I was like wondering what was up, but like he wouldn't really look at the crowd, and he like pretend like he wouldn't really say much, but he was like trying to do this, I think, like mysterious persona. I think it was like part of his act, which is interesting. It's like anti
engagement.
Total lack of charisma as like a way.
As the charisma.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Which is really interesting.
People need to get out of this. This get out of this mindset. Where does it come from? This alienation. I feel like it's everywhere, but especially in popular culture. Mm. I don't think you can generalize. That's one origin point of the discussion. You can't generalize and say all people are afflicted by this postmodern mindset and this separation from yourself and your environment. But it's kind of pervasive, and I think the music world is one way to look at it. There's a self-consciousness attached to it. Oh, an awareness of the things that come before you, but also an awareness constructed on top of that you aren't those things. And so there's an attempt to pay homage, but also to sort of cover up that you're not that thing. Weird. Anyway, maybe Foucault has something insightful to say on the matter. But I'm not Foucault. Not today, anyway. Maybe in a past life. Mm. In a past life. In a past life.
Yeah, so...
DJ Happy Tear Boy, what's like a fad from your childhood that you remember? That you remember being really fond of? Like something that you got into. Whether it's a band or a hobby, skateboarding.
Yeah, so I think that I made a lot of videos growing up. They were like kind of like fiction, but like just like me and my neighbors, or my neighbors and I would, yeah, craft little funny videos. Like we do try to do horror and like, yeah. And then I would edit them a little bit. That was something fun I did growing up. And yeah, I was like also like really, I was one of those who was obsessed with Harry Potter. And I don't usually use the word obsessed. I don't really like the word, and I also don't tend to get obsessed with things, but like, definitely one of those crazy Harry Potter heads. And I made a club.
You put that on your resume.
Yeah, I know, I organized a club. Probably the best leadership experience I have. It was because I dominated, like, I was pretty, like, it was pretty dictatorial. I was like, we're doing dictatorial, thank you. I was like, this is now our anthem. Abide by it. But it was so innocent, it was just like,
I don't know, that sounds pretty sinister.
Yeah, it's like,
yeah, you're asserting your doctrine on everybody else.
Yeah, I guess it,
there's no public opinion here. But they did agree to be a part of the club, so
they could have left at any. They could have ran back to their houses though at any time, to stay clear of my basement with all the
with all the skulls shrouds. And goblins.
Yeah. What about you, DJ Beef Taco?
Ugh, I'm protesting public transportation today.
Get out of here, you no talent, garbage tugging piece of crap.
I just mean garbage as in the wheels. Let me make it known that I regularly take public transportation. I rely on it heavily, big supporter.
Yeah, I've never heard anyone say they're protesting public transportation before.
Except for workers, rail workers in France, for example, the last 4 weeks. I think they're done with their strike now, but the last couple weeks they did.
Been protesting public transport?
Yeah, well, they're protesting because they're part of these ultra-powerful, influential labor unions. They're terrified of government and constantly advocating for new regulations, better salaries. And the strike that they had last summer, which lasted several months, basically they would, in the suburbs outside of Paris and in the trains leading into Paris, subway workers took off Thursdays and Fridays, or Tuesdays and Thursdays. So that's 2 days a week that and during the working week that the subways just didn't run because they didn't have workers. So those people do protest, but
They're protesting bigger things, but using the public transport. I see. Yeah, but using the public transport system to kind of get the attention of the government.
Weaponizing it.
Yeah.
So I'm obsessed with public transportation.
Yeah. Actually, there's quite a history of protesting the public transport now that I'm thinking about it. Just even in
civil rights.
Rosa Parks and.
Rosa Parks.
What a woman.
Well, while I reflect on my childhood, we're going to bring you this classic.
And I was like, why are you so obsessed with me?
I'ma let you stop. Thirsting for air, I'm an illusion. You out of breath, hope you ain't waiting. Telling the world how much you miss me, but we never were, so why are you tripping? You a mom and pop, I'm a corporation. I'm the press conference, you a conversation. Oh, 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 oh. Why you so obsessed with me? And boy, I wanna know, lying that you're sexing me when everybody knows it's clear that you're upset with me. Oh, oh. Finally found a girl that you couldn't impress. Last man on the earth, still couldn't get this. You're delusional, you're delusional. Boy, you're losing your mind. It's confusing, yo, you're confused, you know. Why you wasting your time? Got you all fired up with your Napoleon complex. See it right through you like you're bathing in Windex.
Big fat N.
Oh.
To Mr. Dan Shea. Sorry. We are only into Mariah today. Mariah the Pariah. I don't know what she's up to. She's been sort of an outcast in society. That was from Memoirs of an Imperfect Angel. You remember when that song came out?
Not. I don't have a memory.
It's like eighth grade. Was her love affair with Eminem. Well, Eminem's crazy obsession with Mariah Carey and insistence that she was a number of things that are inappropriate to say on the radio. So,
yeah, so I guess I'll throw it on. There's actually a song called Ego Killed Romance that I put on our WMFO playlist here.
Oh, yeah.
That we can bring out.
Mm-hmm. And special opportunity for our listeners today. If you call into the studio and tell us your favorite kind of pickle, you can have access to the ultimate playlist of Wait a Minute, our radio show, with all the songs that we play. And, yeah, some special audio treats. So feel free to call in, tell us your favorite kind of pickle, and we will grant you access
to
the playlist.
Yeah, from the beginning, from day one, we got all our songs picked out on there, so quite a collection.
Yeah, it's going to be in our discography eventually, mm-hmm. when we get discovered. So without further ado, An Ego Killed Romance.
And so I say SOS. Crash landed on Mars. On my way to the sun. For a knock on the moon. For a knock on the world. For this lucky platoon. For a view in the yard. For a more colorful view. Some so out of the blue. For some so easy to see. I didn't have me a clue. It just might tear it to bits. I may not have the right glue to make a mental collage. A physical effort too. I need a check in the broom. A metaphor in the truth. I need more than I can provide at the moment, mama.
Oh.
rules to this love. But ain't no room for this, can't be doing this, can't maneuver this love. Can't be moving too slow. Kind hearts turn cold. Eventually in the event we see is a catalyst. Battle to rattle the rallies. Booted and rally again. Lace up and look up again. You just might find you a friend. Ever, 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 ever. Never been the better ever. Forever caught up in a snare. Crucifixion via letters. So I say SOS. Crash landed on Mars. On my way to the sun. For a knock to the moon. For a knock on the wood. Open up to see who came on up to my door. Came on up to see through me. But look what we've come to.
Oh. Look at the people. Everyone's small. Look what we've come to. Who will save us?
I'm an asteroid, escape from the sun.
Escape from the sun.
And you can't name me. Got my tether now.
Video killed the radio star.
All right. That is the classic number one all-time hit of the Buggles. We are bringing that classic Video Killed the Radio Star. Gotta remember that song. You know, what killed video? That's the question. DVD. But not in the same way, I think, that they're referencing there. Probably internet killed the video star. Who are the video stars of our youth? Hannah Montana.
Oh, the video stars. Well, when I think video stars...
You think, like, music movies, right?
Who? Thinking music videos.
Oh, yeah.
When I hear the word video, I think feel a bit different than film or even...
Yeah.
What's the other one I'm thinking of? Film or... There's lots of words to describe, like, motion.
Cinema.
Like, cinema. But, like, I feel like video is the most, like, free, in a way. Like... I don't know. It can be anything. I feel like I can make a video and be like, oh, I made a video.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, definitely.
Plus tied by...
Video has a very casual feel, and I think that's sort of the message that the song communicates. There's this tradition of radio that has such a culture attached to it and a political importance and really a sort of democratizing effect, at least in America. Everybody had their radio in their living room. For those fireside chats, those Rooseveltian fireside chats.
Video is just a little flashier.
It's more two-dimensional.